This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
All right, here's the breakdown of Trump's national emergency declaration on March 13th, Friday the 13th. This is Mike Adams with Pandemic.News. I now have the distinction of being called the Oracle by Alex Jones today, which is funny. He said, I'm almost suspicious how you know all these things that are going to happen, as if maybe I'm being fed information by the deep state or something. No, it's just doing the math, just running the projections and having a sense of where things are going. It's actually kind of a curse. I've said that before. I suffer from what's called the Cassandra complex. Cassandra was the mythical figure who could see the future, but she was cursed that every time she told somebody about what was about to come, they would not believe her. That's me. So I'm very good at seeing what's coming and maybe a little bit competent at explaining it, but most people just don't want to hear it. So that's the society in which we live. Now, you probably, if you're listening to this, you are more awake and more informed than most, and you see exactly what's happened. You know, I predicted that Trump would declare a national emergency way over a week ago, and so now that prediction has come true. I remember on the day I predicted that, people were texting me, oh my gosh, you're so alarmist. Why would you say that Trump would declare an emergency? Never gonna happen. It just happened. It just actually happened. So in fact, the last week has been filled with many days where things happened that no one ever thought could happen, especially in the stock market. But let's get into what Trump actually announced today. And I'll give you the good and the bad and the ugly of it. How about that? So the good news is that Trump is now escalating this to the state of a national emergency that needed to happen. It's a good move by Trump to do that. And it's one that we, of course, saw coming. But it frees up money for a lot of operations that may need help. Like, we're still not testing very many Americans for the virus. So perhaps this declaration will get more money into the testing kits, which are still mostly not in the hands of doctors all around the country. Even after Mike Pence promised, oh, we're going to have zillions of test kits. Well, there aren't zillions. There's hardly any, actually, which is why the numbers are still low in the United States. Only about 1,800 infections confirmed as of today, which is still huge compared to just 10 days ago. But I suspect it's only about 1/10 of the actual numbers that we have. And I think in the next 2 weeks, we're going to see the number of infections in the United States rise to more like 18,000. So you heard it here first, but I think we'll be at 18,000 by the end of March, maybe 20,000. Don't be surprised if that happens. In any case, it's right for Trump to declare the emergency, and it's right for Trump to help shut down whatever pandemic denialists might still be, lone stragglers out there, if there's anybody that's still telling them, oh, it's just the flu. I don't know what Rush Limbaugh is saying. I don't care. I don't listen to him anymore. He's an idiot on this topic. He has no clue what he's talking about. But if he's still out there saying this is just the flu, then everybody should just turn off the radio, stop listening to Rush. The guy's got absolutely no clue. And I'm also kind of tired of hearing Mike Pence tell us how great America is while we utterly fail to carry out any kind of real testing. So this whole thing, oh, America's great, and we're gonna band together and conquer this as a great nation under God and all this. Well, fine, Mr. Pence, but if you don't have the testing kits, none of that's going to come true. So once again, it comes down to the testing kits, and that's still not happening. So I'm a little tired of hearing Mike Pence talk without having any real action behind it. So the area where I'm very critical of this decision by Trump is not the emergency declaration. That was correct, and that was good. But then Trump emphasized through his announcement several times that no one needs to be tested until they show symptoms. He repeated this. He said, we don't have the test for everybody. It's just only if you show symptoms. And then some woman from HHS held up a chart. She said, okay, Google is going to run our website. And you're going to go to Google and you're going to type in all your private information. Wow. Like that right there set off red flags. Really? The government's partnering with Google, the Orwellian evil empire of surveillance and censorship? Really? Yeah. Google's going to run this coronavirus website where you go, you type in, I guess, your name, maybe your social, who knows, and then you enter your symptoms, and then Google decides whether you deserve to be tested. And I suppose if you don't enter symptoms like difficulty breathing, a headache, you know, then you're just going to be told, no test needed for you. But if you enter the right symptoms, which is pretty easy to figure out what those are, then you're going to be recommended to go to a local drive-through test or a clinic or something where you're going to get tested. But Trump is up there saying, and no one needs to be tested unless you show symptoms. The problem with that, of course, is that people spread the virus when they show no symptoms. So this is not a legitimate surveillance testing protocol. South Korea tested hundreds of thousands of people, mostly people who showed no symptoms. So South Korea, when they test 100 people, they only have 3 people that test positive for the coronavirus. You know why? Because they're testing lots and lots of people. And that's the only way you can find the asymptomatic cases. You have to test lots of people who don't show symptoms. And then you isolate those people. Well, according to Trump's announcement, that won't be happening in America. We're going to wait until people spread it and then show symptoms. Because remember, they're spreading during this entire incubation period. Only when they start to show symptoms, then we're going to test them and then isolate them. Well, so that's a critical error. And that means that we will not get this under control as quickly as we could have. In other words, this could still continue to spread on an exponential scale because of this lack of testing. Again, I mean, the president said, we're not going to test you if you don't have any symptoms. And then when a reporter asked the president, are you going to get tested? His answer was, well, I don't show any symptoms. Well, that's not the question, Mr. President. That's not how this works. You may have it without showing any symptoms. In fact, 4 out of 5 people who have this only have mild or 0 symptoms. So probably most of the people who have it don't show symptoms, which means that you're not going to be testing most of the people who have it. So how do you expect to stop it if you're not testing, let's say, maybe up to 80% of the people who have it? You're not going to be able to stop it. So that's going to have to change. That's very clear. That is a critical error, and it's going to have to change at some point, maybe as more tests come online. But here we are, what, 2.5 months into this thing now? Or at least 2 months, and there's basically still no testing being done. So that's not a good sign for us getting on top of this anytime soon. And by the way, I should remind people, we are only in the beginning chapter, the opening salvo of this fight against the coronavirus. We are in the very early stages right now in the United States. And I hear people out there talking about, oh, soon we're going to reach herd immunity. Did you know that to get to herd immunity, you have to have typically, I mean, depends on the R-naught value, but you got to have something like 85% of the people already infected and recovered or dead. So does anybody think that 85% of the U.S. population has already been infected? No, that's insane. Not even 1% has been infected yet. Not even 1%. So there's herd immunity is so far down the road on this, and it would require probably millions of people to die to get to herd immunity. And so don't even talk about that scenario. It's not even close. Maybe after another year, maybe if the vast majority of people get infected, like half the population or more, then maybe you could start talking about, okay, there's some quote herd immunity. But until then, it's just a pipe dream. So another couple points about this announcement by Trump. Number one, it was a big celebration of Big Pharma, just a Big Pharma love fest. Trump was just talking about, oh, these wonderful companies and Roche and pharmaceutical companies and the retailers that sell pharmaceuticals, CVS and Walmart and Target. And he's just praising Google and all these companies. Basically, it's a giant Big Pharma sellout. And nobody today mentioned vitamin C. Not one mention of vitamin C. Not one utterance of recommending that people protect their immune function, or get healthier, or stop eating inflammatory junk foods, or take some antiviral herbs and minerals and nutrition, or any of these things. Not a word. Because you see, the government doesn't believe that the people should take responsibility for their own health. The entire indoctrination system in America, from the media to the tech giants to industry and government, is that, oh, your health is not under your control. We, the pharmaceutical industry and the vaccine industry, we determine who lives and who dies. That's the indoctrination. It's all a big lie, but that's the way they operate in Washington now, including, to a large extent, Trump. That's all he was talking about today. All these wonderful companies. What about vitamin C, Mr. President? What about antiviral herbs or selenium or zinc or magnesium? Or just what about nutrition? Not a word. So even though nutrition could stop infections and help stop or slow the spread of this, and it could work in conjunction with social distancing efforts and in conjunction with testing and maybe one day in conjunction with even a prescription drug that's proven to work with this. You know, vitamin C can be complementary to all these other efforts, but no one dares mention vitamin C. Oh my God, yeah. Don't tell people the things that might actually work unless it benefits Big Pharma. So those are my main complaints about this. Number one, they're not testing asymptomatic people. They're just handing out a bunch of money and power to Google and the drug companies and the big retailers. And they're not talking about nutrition, which should be point number one. Day one, hey, everybody start taking vitamin D3. Everybody start taking vitamin C. That should have been done on day one, but it will probably never happen. And so those are my criticisms of it. On the positive side, Trump did the right thing by declaring the emergency. He's probably shut down any remaining skeptics at this point, which is important to do. So I applaud Trump for taking this action today. The testing kits, maybe there's progress being made. That could happen. We'll see. I don't believe it until I see it. But at least we're starting to move in the right direction. Things are going to get much worse in the United States for the next 6 to 8 weeks. But there might be an inflection point sometime in 3 months from now, or maybe 10 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever. We might see an inflection point. I'm not sure yet. It's too early to tell because it depends on how well this testing goes. If we're not testing, then we will never really conquer this until it just burns through much of the population. So testing is the key. And so far, there's zero evidence that that's happening. Zero evidence. And you still have doctors begging and screaming for access to test kits. So when Mike Pence gets up there and says, oh, everybody who wants a test can get a test. Not really. In fact, that's a lie. That's just false information. So until that day comes, we really won't be able to get a handle on this. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, pandemic.news. I've been right about this from day one. So if you want to know what is going to happen next week and the week after and the week after, you want to hear it from, quote, the Oracle, as I'm now called by Alex Jones, then get it at pandemic.news. I'll bring you the best information, the best numbers, and eventually I will tell you that we have reached the midpoint and that things are going to get better from this day forward. But that probably won't happen for many, many weeks yet to come. But I'll tell you when we get there, because this will end. We will get over it. The question is, how many people die and what are the economic impacts? So thanks for listening and be safe. Get ready. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory verified preparedness, foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.